This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. Do you feel stressed out sometimes? Now, if you do, you're not alone. Many people feel like that, and for many people, stress has become a way of life. And the sad truth is, what has it taught us? Well, our experience with stress, I think, has taught us that not only does it eat away at the joy of life, it actually eats away at us as well, because living with stress hurts us in many areas, including our family relationships. For example, think of a husband who works 12 hours a day, comes home tired and exhausted, his kids miss out on his company, and this can easily destroy or damage families, and of course that is stressful. Stress hurts us physically, can cause anything from panic attacks, heart palpitations, high blood pressure, coronary disease, and you know it's even been linked with cancer. And what about our panicked efforts to complete those to-do lists that never end? It's no secret that today's society is under a great deal of stress, so it's financial, emotional, physical, and even spiritual stress. But we face it every day. It can complicate the way we think, can cause us not to sleep at night, and robs us of the joy of living. So how can we gain control over this threshold of stress in our lives? Does the Bible have any tips? We're plagued by what's been called the hurry-worry syndrome. It was Chuck Swindoll who wrote the book Stress Fractures, and he said, "Gone are the days of enjoying babbling brooks along winding pathways or taking long strolls near the beach, the relaxed bike ride through the local park." He said that's been replaced with the roar of the motorcycle whipping through busy traffic. He says the easy-come, easy-go lifestyle of the farm has been preempted by a hectic urban family going in six different directions, existing on microwave food, shouting matches, strained relationships, not enough sleep, and too much television. That's what Chuck Swindoll says. I think it's pretty right. Stress can be caused by so many things. It's different for each of us. You can be stressed out by the demands and pressures of work, and maybe that's a big deal for you right now. Or maybe you get stressed out by simple things. And then there are the three common words that cause stress. You know what they are? Should, ought, and must. And these words, I think, have caused more stress than any other words in our society. And how often are we guilty of saying these words? Should, ought, and must. Can I say that the Christian faith here offers some help? I've read books by Rabbi Harold Kushner, and he once said that my religious faith satisfies the most fundamental human need of all. That is, he said, the need to know that somehow we matter, that our lives mean something, that they count as something more than just a momentary blip in the universe. Stress, that's an engineering word actually, a term used to determine how much weight or pressure steel can endure before breaking to the point of collapse. Someone called Earl Nightingale has said that 40% of things never happen in our lives that we get worried about. 30% concern the past that we can't change. 12%, he said, deals with criticism and petty problems. 10% related to health, which worsen with worry. And only 8% are real, legitimate concerns. So if he's correct, most of the stuff that we stress about isn't worth it. It's either never going to happen or we can't do anything about it. But of course, we have that 8%, that 8% of stress. Well, I think we need to realize that trouble is going to happen. Stress is a part of life. We're going to have things that will go wrong. I think people are overwhelmed by stress because they're not expecting it. But, you know, this is what Jesus said in Matthew 6:34. Don't worry about tomorrow. It'll take care of itself. You have enough to worry about today. So Jesus didn't say that, well, look, you won't have trouble. He didn't say you won't experience stress. He said you would, but he said in the face of the trouble, relax. Don't be overwhelmed by it. Don't get preoccupied with it, with all the potential problems that may or may not happen down the road. So I think Jesus is saying to us, take one day at a time. You're going to have troubles, you're going to have stress, but God can deal with them day by day. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for leading me to the heights where we know that things are good and true. Thank you for being truth, Lord, so that I can have a standard on which to live my life. Help me not to be stressed, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.